It's not been but a couple of years ago we were doing groundbreaking at the Triangle Park and thought the buildings were up and the production was going, but apparently the buildings are up, but the production's not going.
That's what we hear, Bill. I was out there the fall of 2013 and when they were getting their first lineup and going, and got to see them make one of the first bottles that came off the line. It was a very impressive process. It's a very automated type of system that they have going there at Gundler, and they were talking about getting the second lineup and going. They had a $10 million contract with Walmart to get the vegetable oil out the back door. So, that was the last time that I actually stepped foot on the facility. I drive by it from time to time. I've seen a few cars there from time to time, but I wasn't sure how many people were parked in the back and what all was going on from time to time. We have our economic development people and our staffers in the process of trying to communicate with Gundler. We will have a compliance report that will be presented by the RVP here in May of this year. And at that point, we'll see kind of where they're at with some of their guidelines that they were required for potential economic development incentive.
Economic development is something that's really great when it works, and there's many examples of that around here. Sometimes, though, things don't work out.
Well, if there's an issue with Gundler, which appears to be an issue, then that's something we'll try to work with them to try to, I want to ensure every business in Bryan that is successful. And whatever we can do to try to help the businesses, we will do so. If there's something we can do as a city, as a county, with the Research Valley Partnership, we'll sure be happy to work with Gundler on that. If they need a little more time to pay back the $27,000 water tap agreement, we can look at that. We did agree not to annex them while they were under this agreement. If we find out that they're no longer going to do business here, or they're moving on to something else, they're going to revamp everything, then we do have the right to annex. You've got an improved property that will be on the tax rolls and another business opportunity for another corporation, another company. Sell the land for more than triple profit, so the land wasn't given away. Brazos County is our partner in this deal, so it is a Bryan Brazos County partnership with the Texas Triangle Park. We were excited about Gundler when they came to town. They were our first tenant in our new Texas Triangle Park, and they have been a catalyst for Axis Pipe and Tube and other companies that are looking at locating at the Texas Triangle Park. So, and it's always hard for that first company to locate, or the first person to build a house in a subdivision, or the first business to come into a new strip center, and typically when the dominoes start falling, and one comes, or the rest will fall. So, there's been a lot of positives, but again, now you've got these improvements on the ground, and then tax dollars that will be paid to the county, the school district, and the city if they annex it, and a nice facility for another company if Gundler so chooses not to continue operations in Brazos County. But we have not heard that at this moment, so we're still waiting to hear kind of the ins and outs of what's going on with Gundler and what they're doing at this point, and we'll know more once we get our compliance report in May.
How long has city officials been trying to contact Gundler?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's city officials or the RVP. I know the RVP is always in constant communications with the businesses that we recruit here.
But it's not been like over the weekend the contacts were first initiated. Y'all have been trying for a while.
It's been longer than a week, yes. I don't have a specific time period. I mean, they have 6 months back due on the $20,000 infrastructure project for the city water system and the 8-inch water meter and vault assembly that we put in. So I know staff has been in contact with them off and on. Doesn't mean they haven't talked to them, but we just haven't gotten paid on that yet.
And that's the only financial liability the city has right now?
The city and the county put infrastructure out to the business park for the whole business park. So, I mean, we have investment in there. Of course, we're selling the land at a profit. I think we paid a little over 10,000 acre. I think we've sold to Gunner for a little over 33,000 acre range. And so that helps cover some of the infrastructure to their portion, but also helps cover some of the expenses to the rest of the park for the rest of the businesses there. But dollars that were out right now, yeah, a little over $20,000. There is, I think, some permits that were waived by the county and the city initially, but most of the incentives that we give the county and the city through the RVP are backloaded. So, you know, they've got a tax abatement from the county. Well, if they don't meet compliance, well, then that tax abatement's lifted. And then we also agreed not to annex, you know, for a certain amount of years, I think 5 years. And so we have the right to now go in and annex if they're not in compliance.
I suppose trying to contact Gunler is part of the timing equation, but how long do you figure the Bryan City Council may continue to try to contact Gunler before the council goes ahead and make a decision if you find out that Gunler's not meeting its end of the deal?
Well, we're going to wait till our compliance report comes out this May, and once, you know, if there hasn't been any communication or if the performance measures haven't been met, then at that point the city council can then decide if they want to move forward on the annexation.
Again, I don't have a whole lot of history, just 4 years, and I don't recall this scenario popping up. In your experience, is this the first time you've all had to deal with an issue like this?
That I could recall, yes. But again, until we find out, I mean, people have to understand there was a bank involved that loaned over $30 million, a lot of due diligence that was put into the process. You know, I'm sure the lien holder that's owed, you know, over $30 million is going to also be working with their client and ensuring their success and or working to find someone to take over the facilities if at all possible. So, you know, they've got the equipment in there, you know, for the production line. And they've already been working on expansion for the paper products end of it. So, you know, that's already kind of up and going. They just haven't started that process yet. But the facilities are pretty much complete. The improvements on the ground. Before, we had ag-exempt land that was on the ground. So now we've got millions of dollars in improvements into the business park. And if not, if it's not going to be Gunler or someone that's working with them, it'll be another opportunity for another company to locate here in Bryan, Brazos County, Texas.
And if I recall correctly, there was also a rail spur involved with this?
Absolutely. We received an Economic Development Administration grant to help pay for the rail spur to serve that park. It's not only for Gunler, its use, it's for Axis Pipe and Tube and some of the other potential tenants in that industrial park. That's pretty much what makes that Texas Triangle Park you know, head and shoulders above some of the other parks, because it now has rail access and rail spur.
Going back to your reference to the lien holder, has the lien holder contacted the city?
Yeah, I'm not aware of any communications with the lien holder.
I'm sure they would like to be able to, if the thing with Gunler doesn't work out, the lien holder finds somebody else, and they'd certainly like to have the same consideration who, if there is a subsequent tenant, would like to have the same sort of situation.
Well, I'm not the lien holder, and I'm not a banker no longer, and that would be a great question for a banker. But the way I understood it, if it's not working out with the current client, I'm sure they will do all they can in their means to bring someone else in to continue operating the facility and the plant, and then or sell the property to someone that can do so.
And those involved, again, with economic development being the RVP or the city or the county, they want to be as flexible as possible, because it's in the area's best interest to be able to grow the business community.
Absolutely. And again, just for the record, we're not aware of any issue with the bank and with Gunler. So, I mean, that's a whole separate issue. My point was just that there was a lot of money invested by the private sector lenders to ensure their success, and also, you know, they did a good bit of due diligence and before they got to that point. So we have another so-called partner on the other side that's going to also be ensuring that that positive things happen on the property and at the facility, and we'll do all we can to work with them if there's an issue to ensure the turnaround of the property if needed.
And again, that is all going to come out in the wash, I guess, when this compliance report's issued.
We hope we'll be informed at the time in May when your compliance period is up.
Anything else for listeners to be educated on as it regards this type of situation, which again doesn't happen very often?
Well, understand that the land is sold at a profit. Again, we bought it for a third of what we sold it for. You know, a lot of the incentives, most of the incentives that the city and county gives through the RVP is either back-end loaded or it goes throughout the process. So at any time they're not in compliance or they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing or they shut down or cease to do business, then those incentives will at that point stop. So we don't write $5 million checks at the front end and then now we're out $5 million. You know, the county will lift their tax abatement on the property. The city can annex the property and start receiving taxes there from whomever owns the property. We didn't give the land away. We sold it at a profit. So, you know, the investment up front is minimum. Over a 10-year period, it would, you know, the incentive, economic development incentive package would be advantageous to the company. But again, they've got to live up to their end of the bargain, and we will do all we can to work with Gundler, and we look forward to talking with them and sitting down with them to figure out what it will take to ensure their success. And if not Gundler, then whomever shall take their place.